The Spotify catalog includes music from the venerable Motown label. Everyone's heard of Motown, right? Well, few may remember its Los Angeles offshoot, Mo West Records. That label didn't last long, just 2 years. Most of its releases have been out of print for 40 years. But now a new anthology brings some of them back to highlight the label's life and odd legacy. Oliver Wang has our review.
The early 1970s found Berry Gordy and Motown Records in transition. They had weathered the 1967 Detroit riots and the fractious departure of songwriting team Holland Dozier Holland, and were now riding high on Diana Ross's solo career and the youthful sounds of the Jackson 5. Gordy wanted to expand his empire, especially into TV and movies, and as a beachhead, he founded Mo West Records in Hollywood in 1971. Its first release became a surprising top 10 hit.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
The audio collage of found sound snippets set over a syrupy arrangement of Burt Bacharach's What the World Needs Now helped set the tone for what would be the label's short and often strange history. Unlike Motown's other subsidiaries, the R&B-focused VIP or rock-oriented Rare Earth Records, Mo West was wide open. It collected a motley crew of both new and veteran artists that included Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Huge pop stars of the early 1960s, a decade later, they sounded less like teen idols than a funkier Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
You've only given me a flower. I had the whole bouquet. If I should ask you for an hour,
is there a chance that you would stay and maybe spend the day?
Though the label art prominently featured a sun setting into the Pacific, the Mo West sound was less geographical than experimental. This was Motown's chance to get away from the weighty baggage of its Hitsville legacy. One of its great discoveries was the local Los Angeles band Odyssey, whose sublime, Our Lives Are Shaped by What We Love, also gives a title to the new anthology.
Where are you today? Do you know? Searching for some mountains lost, just wanting your wind at any cost.
At the height of Mo West's activity, its roster included everyone from then newcomers, the Commodores, to Stevie Wonder's musical and marriage partner, Syreeta Wright, to Motown's first Asian American artist, Susie Akeda. Despite all of that diversity, Mo West couldn't mint another hit to save its life. And by the summer of 1972, Berry Gordy moved the entire Motown operation from Detroit to Los Angeles, making Mo West more or less redundant. It shut down the following year, and most of its catalog went quickly out of print. This new Mo West anthology can't fill that vacuum on its own. It features less than half the total number of artists who recorded for the label. But what it does do is provide a long-needed window back into this era, when Motown gazed westward towards a beckoning California dream.
Yellow skies, red sun, blue trees, Highway 1.
The anthology is called Our Lives Are Shaped by What We Love, Motown's Mo West Story. Oliver Wang teaches sociology at Cal State Long Beach and writes the audio blog Soul Sides.
Take your time, no questions. Live your life, caressing time.
You can't be alone.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.